You know, if anything, you just try to take up, you know, just studying players and, you know, things like that, because, you know, now all the records have been erased. You know, we're very aware of what Arizona did last year in the playoffs, you know, coming off that 9-7 season. So, you know, we're very aware of what happened to us, you know, against the Giants, you know, 2 years ago, you know, when they were wild card. So any team can do it, you know, so you can't focus on what a team did in a regular season or what you did in a regular season. Now you just got to focus on, you know, really turning it on and making sure that you play the best football of your lives up there now.
Easily going to the postseason, so why not us, even though a 5-seed, you have to do it on the road?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we feel like over the second half of the season, you know, we've been playing, you know, pretty good football. And, you know, if we keep it up, there's no reason why, you know, we can't set our standards high, you know. So, but we got to take it one game at a time. And, you know, that means we've got to put all our focus on Arizona right now.
You know, with younger quarterbacks, this guy's can leave a lot of pressure if he has to see blitz packages. But this guy's seen just about everything you can throw. I mean, it really boils down more winning those battles and creating the pressure that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's just a matter of plan. You know, you're not really going to trick Kurt much. You know, he's seen everything. He's been around for a long time. He's overcame a heck of a lot of adversity himself, you know, to get to where he's been. And, you know, he's a very poised quarterback, and, you know, it's just going to take a great team effort.
When you're out there playing, Colin, does a playoff game feel different? Is there more intensity in a playoff game?
Definitely. You know, it's whole season's on the line now. You know, there's no come in and on Monday and correct the mistakes, you know, after a loss. You know, if you lose, you're done. So, you know, you've got to go into the game, you know, making sure that you don't come out with any regrets.
Coach talked about the quote-unquote big games you guys have had this year, the two Minnesota games, all the attention on those. How much of those types of games kind of helped prepare you guys for what you're going to see come Sunday?
You know, as far as, you know, just being on that stage, you know, maybe a little bit, but, you know, this is a total different atmosphere than that, you know. When you play Minnesota, then, you know, you still have, you know, next week to look at after that and things like that. So, you know, this is a whole lot different.
Going back to Kurt Warner, you know, Aaron Rodgers creates a lot of problems with his legs for opposing defenses. Knowing that you're going to find Kurt Warner in the pocket, he doesn't scramble a whole lot. Does that make your job any easier knowing where you're going to locate him?
Nah, because, you know, he can step up and he can buy some time, you know. So you still have to be smart with him. You can't go in there just, you know, thinking, oh, he's going to stand back there. So, you know, we can do whatever we want. You know, you still have to have some type of lane integrity and be smart rushing him.
Are you guys getting the respect defensively as you go into the playoffs? You know, a lot of people don't want to really recognize what you guys have done defensively.
I mean, you know, we still hear a lot of critics out there, you know, and, you know, it's good to have them, you know, they keep you motivated. You know, heck, I even seen somebody said about us last week that, you know, we were going to lose to Arizona because, you know, they're tough up front, and they're going to be able to run the ball. And, you know, you just take little quotes like that, things like that, and just use them to your advantage and keep you motivated.
How important is playoff experience?
It's a little bit important. I'd say the biggest importance that you can take out of playoff experience is they're not taking it for granted, you know, because the guys who've been in the playoffs before know how hard it is to get there. And, you know, you just have to leave everything on the line because, you know, if you've been there and you haven't won it all, then you know what it's like to lose and have to go home and you know, have that regret. So, you know, I think that's the biggest thing that you can take from playoff experience.
Do you remember your first game, playoff game, and what you felt like?
Yeah.
Either going into it or?
It was here against Minnesota in the wild card game, and we had beat them two times in the regular season. You know, just going into it, you know, as a first-year player, you know, you don't really think too much, you know, of it. You know, I mean, you're excited to be in the playoffs, but, you know, I have a lot better perspective of it now than I had back then.
This is a young team. Do you think that could affect this team? Being in the playoffs, there's a lot of guys that haven't been there.
I don't think so because, you know, it's been a lot of the players here were here 2 years ago. And, you know, I think that is going to be big for us, you know, because we don't want to go through that again. And we know how that was. We know how we felt. And, you know, we know going into to every week. You know, you have to, you know, play your best. You can't take anything for granted.
Has there been a lot of older guys talking to younger guys about?
Definitely.
You know, to step up in intensity, et cetera.
Definitely. You know, you try to tell them what's at stake, what's on the line. You know, just coach them up, you know, and, you know, hopefully, you know, they can take a little from that.
Arizona seems to be kind of, and the coach seems to kind of try to act like they were slighted by the way you guys played the game plan for the exhibition game and played to win last week. Are they just trying to build, hype themselves up, so to speak?
Well, you know, they've got a good football coach. You know, they're a good football team. They've got to do, you know, what they've got to do to get ready for the game, and we've got to do what we got to do to get ready for the game. You know, we're not going to worry about what they're doing over there, you know, and what they're telling each other. We've just got to focus on, you know, what we're going to do and how we're going to be prepared. Because if we start worrying about, you know, how they feel or, oh, they're just saying this, they're just saying that, then, you know, that's the wrong attitude to have. So, you know, we've got to act like, you know, those wins and losses or whatever never happened in the preseason. You know, it's a total new season right now, and anything can happen.
In your experience, can that kind of thing help a team? Acting like they were slighted in some way? Or,
I mean,
can help a team going into a game like that?
I can see them, you know, trying to use it, you know, as motivation. Yeah.
Does it help? Can it help?
I mean, it's, each person is different, you know, so it all depends on them.
If you were on the other side and the team had played, you know, if you guys weren't playing to win and the team had basically, you know, kept the starters in there, what would you think of that?
We always play to win, so I don't know what that'd be like. Yeah, you know, we felt like that pretty much all year. You know, we don't get much respect. It's a good thing, though. You know, I'd rather have it that way than, you know, have everybody sitting up there telling us how good we are. And then, you know, people get overconfident. So, you know we got a lot of work. But then we feel like we're a lot better than a lot of people give us credit for. So that's a lot of motivation for us to go out there and prove it.